Hello, good morning, everybody. This is Sisi.
I'm Anna, and we are Heinz.
We are from Spain, and you're listening to Pop Filter, and we're gonna take it over this next week to talk about. We have chosen songs that have a really interesting music video for us that we love, and that we can talk about it a little bit. Maybe because we have directed it, or maybe because we know some secrets about it. So please join us and yeah.
¿Dónde estás tú? Todo ha sido un lapsus. Orlando rayado como discos de cortar tú. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido blue.
We're listening to Guayaba y ¿dónde estás tú?
¿Y dónde estás tú? Todo ha sido un lapsus. Orlando rayado como discos de cortar tú. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido blue.
Guayaba is the project of a very dear friend of ours from Madrid. Mm-hmm. He's a very cool guy that has been in the music industry for a while, but he was more like on the producer side before. Yeah. And he just released an EP this year that, you know, when sometimes you don't really pay attention to things that are around you, and one day you look at it and you're like, oh my goodness, this is insane. Like, we didn't realize how talented he was until he released this project that we've been listening to every day in the van on tour. Like, we love it, love it, love it. The most more specific thing about him is that he does all of his visuals, and it's all like anime inspired, and he designs all of the virtual IEA like through like a 3D virtual kind of experience. Like, he's just so talented in every area, like very tech, very geeky kind of guy. So you're going to have to see this music video. He released it on like a movie, like all of the songs of the EP kind of like together. But it's worth it. It's worth watching the whole thing.
Sí. If you have 25 minutes, you have to watch it. It's called Running.
Ya solo me quedo samurai champloo. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Todo ha sido un lapsus. Orlando rayado como discos de cortar tú. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido blue.
It's the travel of a hero, I would say. It's a traveler. It's just very pretty to watch. Yeah, as Anna said, and pretty easy to admire, because he designed the whole thing with his own, like the virtual glasses that you have, like a little cartoon that you move with your own movement. He's designing a live set where he is performing with the glasses, so the cartoon follows his movement, and people is watching to a screen, and he's on the side of a stage with his piano, and the whole thing is live and happening. O sea, he's programming and performing and acting at the same time. It's just ridiculous. He's
genius. You can tell that the visual part of this project is almost as important as the music, you know, like it just goes hand in hand, and it's something that we love. We know people, like, we keep being told that people don't watch music videos anymore, like it's just on reels and people just watch clips and stuff, but like, we're always going to support artists that go all the way, and it's just so cool when artists can give you like part of their culture, and you wanna, you know, you can just like dive into Guayaba's world or Heinz's world. And that's what I want when I see an artist. I want to see the whole world of that artist, from the clothes they wear to the music videos they do to how they talk in between songs on stage. And it's just one of those projects that is taken very carefully, every little detail. It's very pretty.
You're listening to Guayaba, ¿Dónde estás tú? On Pop Filter.
Ya solo me quedo samurai champloo. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Todo ha sido un lapsus. discos de cortar tú. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido un club. Ya solo me quedo samurai champlu. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Todo ha sido un lapsus. Orlando rayado como discos de cortar tú. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido un club. Ya solo me quedo samurai champlu. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido un lapsus. No descolorido como la quinta del tabú. ¿Y dónde estás tú? Ha sido un club. Ya solo me quedo samurai champlu. ¿Dónde estás tú? 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 ¿Y dónde estás tú?
Guayaba mit ¿Dónde estás tú? Wo bist du, heißt das auf Spanisch. Der Song, der ist Teil einer EP, Honnen heißt die. Und bei dem Song und der ganzen EP, da weiß man nicht so richtig, ob sie jetzt von einem echten Menschen gemacht sind oder nicht. Irgendwie ziemlich merkwürdiges Zeug, aber irgendwie auch ganz schön, oder? Ein richtiger Geheimtipp von den Heinz. Die beiden, die kennen Guayaba persönlich und die haben natürlich ihre Chance genutzt, um seinen Song und sein Video vorzustellen. Und Video ist natürlich ein bisschen, ja, kurz gegriffen. Die 5 Songs auf der EP, die ergeben, wie ihr gehört habt, einen zusammenhängenden Film. Schaut ihn euch auf alle Fälle mal an. Den ersten Teil, ¿Dónde estás tú?, könnt ihr auch auf unserer Website sehen. www.detektor.fm ist da the way to go. Leider, leider geht die Takeover-Woche mit Heinz morgen schon in ihre letzte Runde und da wird es nochmal um einen ihrer eigenen Songs gehen und natürlich um das dazugehörige Video. Boom Boom Back ist morgen unser Song des Tages. Ich freue mich drauf, ich hoffe ihr auch. Danke euch aber erstmal fürs Zuhören dieser Folge hier. Mein Name ist Marienta und ich sag tschüss.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.